This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The body of Ronald Wilson Reagan, the 40th president of the United States, now lies in state under the great white dome of the Capitol building. His state funeral took place this evening, an event the country has not witnessed in more than 30 years. A military honor guard met the signature blue and white 747 that carried Mr. Reagan's body east from California. His widow, Nancy Reagan, and other members of the family were also on board. From there, Reagan's casket was placed in a black hearse for his final trip through a city he dominated for 8 years. On Constitution Avenue, between the White House and the Washington Monument, the flag-draped coffin was placed on a traditional caisson. A team of 6 horses pulled the coffin for more than a mile up to Capitol Hill, followed by a riderless horse. A pair of President Reagan's boots were placed backward in the stirrups, a symbol of a fallen leader. Thousands of spectators lined the street, watching bands and row after row of soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen pass. At the steps of the west front of the Capitol, a 21-gun salute. Also, the battle hymn of the Republic as the president's casket was slowly carried up the marble steps. Inside, hundreds of senators, congressmen, Supreme Court justices, and foreign dignitaries stood still and silent in the grand rotunda as the mahogany coffin was placed precisely in the center. Dan Coughlin, chaplain of the House of Representatives, was the first to speak.
Let us pray. The poet T.S. Eliot wrote, "Neither does the actor suffer, nor the patient act. But both are fixed in an eternal patience, an eternal act. And the wheel turns and is forever still. To you, O Lord, ever patient with all of us, ever active in all of us, be praise and thanks for the life and impact Ronald Reagan has had upon us all. Support with your grace the Reagan family, and especially Mrs. Nancy Reagan, who stood by him in memorable moments of history and never left him in the long moments of difficult performance when the wheel turned all so slowly."
Ted Stevens of Alaska, President Pro Tem of the Senate, said Ronald Reagan, like Abraham Lincoln, the first president to lie in state, appealed to our best hopes, not our worst fears. Vice President Dick Cheney, standing in for President Bush, spoke of Reagan's political legacy.
"We think back with appreciation for the decency of our 40th president and respect for all that he achieved. After so much turmoil in the 60s and 70s, our nation had begun to lose confidence, and some were heard to say that the presidency might even be too big for one man. That phrase did not survive the 1980s. For decades, America had waged a Cold War, and few believed it could possibly end in our own lifetimes. The president was one of those few, and it was the vision and the will of Ronald Reagan that gave hope to the oppressed, shamed the oppressors, and ended an evil empire."
And it was Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert who evoked the populist spirit of the Reagan years.
"Tonight, we will open these doors and let the men and women who Ronald Reagan served so faithfully file past and say goodbye to a man who meant so much to so many. It is their being here that I think would mean more to him than any words that we may say. Because it was from America's great and good people that Ronald Reagan drew his strength."
At the ceremony's conclusion, Nancy Reagan again stood over her husband's body, and dignitaries came forward to pause over the coffin. Now the doors of the Capitol are open to the public. Thousands of people, Americans and others, will now enter the rotunda and pay their last respects to President Ronald Reagan. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is at the Capitol Andrea, when people enter the rotunda, what do they see?
They are seeing right now President Reagan's casket covered with an American flag sitting in the exact center of the round rotunda under the point of the dome. There are several large wreaths placed around the coffin of red and white flowers. They were placed there by the various speakers at the ceremony. And five members of the armed forces are guarding the coffin, one each from the Army, Air Force, Marines, Navy, and Coast Guard. In just now, people are actually entering. It took them a while to start the lines coming through. And the line is already snaking up Capitol Hill from the reflecting pool at the base of the hill and all the way up the white marble steps into the Capitol, the exact route that the coffin itself took as it entered. The mourners are standing behind stanchions. They have a minute or two to walk around a semicircle of the rotunda, looking at the coffin, and then they'll be going out the other side. They're going out the other side. They'll be given a visiting card commemorating the occasion.
The line started to form early this week, and as you noted, it stretches outside of the Capitol all the way back to the reflecting pool. How long will this go on this evening?
Into tomorrow morning, and in fact beyond that. This is going to go on day and night until Friday morning. It will be 34 hours total of lying in state for President Reagan. They are changing the guard around the casket every half hour. And interestingly, there's other services in the Capitol building, the carryout restaurants and so on, are also staying open 24 hours until Friday morning to accommodate police and journalists and others who will be present for the time.
Just curious, do they stop the line when they have the changing of the guard?
I believe so, and that is part of what is the delay that's going on. There was also a significant time after the ceremony where family and friends and dignitaries were walking up to the coffin and paying their last respects personally. And so the schedule got pushed back a little bit. But it was interesting to see, you know, Margaret Thatcher, former Prime Minister of England, and others saying goodbye to President Reagan.
Andrea, give us a quick look ahead to the events over the next couple of days.
Well, after this couple days, the police expect between 1,000 and 200,000 people to come through here. That's about 3,000 or 4,000 people an hour to go through the rotunda. Tomorrow night, one of those people will be President Bush. He's been at the G8 summit in Sea Island, Georgia. On Friday morning, the casket will be moved again to the National Cathedral. That's up on one of the highest points in Washington for a final funeral service at which President Bush will give the eulogy. And after that, President Reagan's casket will fly back west to California and a sunset burial on the grounds of his presidential library in Simi Valley.
Thank you, Andrea.
You're welcome.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook.